The Brady Report.
Well, we find him in Italy this morning. Geez, you're a jet setter. G'day, Ender.
Morning, boys. Yeah, I'm here in Sardinia with Gisella for our wedding anniversary. Come over here till Sunday and really enjoying it. And got really good value flights as well. $200. Amazing.
You're not worried about COVID?
Oh, look, the virus is lower here in Italy than it is in the UK. The figures they've had out today in Britain, pushing towards almost 7,000 positives. That is the highest number this year in one day so far. So here in Italy, they've got it suppressed. They've got track and trace. They've got QR codes you scan when you come into the airport. Everyone's wearing masks. Everyone's socially distancing. I mean, the Italians, they locked down earlier and they released later. And the end result is their numbers are far, far better than anywhere in the UK.
Mm. At the moment, now the UK have banned another three countries from entering. Or what countries are they?
So anyone now entering the UK in the next 24 hours from Denmark, Iceland or Slovenia will be heading into 14 days of self-isolation. So it's really interesting. These are countries in places where their virus numbers are nowhere near as bad as the UK, and yet Britain has decided that anyone coming into the UK from these countries will have to go into self-isolation. So big announcement today. Thankfully, for our sakes, Italy is nowhere near the list, but the rest of Western Europe pretty much is.
Now, who's the footy star that's got COVID?
Yeah, Zlatan. Zlatan Ibrahimovic of AC Milan has announced on his Twitter feed that he has tested positive, and he has written in typical Zlatan fashion, COVID has challenged me. Wrong move.
Fair enough. We've got to be positive in life, mate. Have a wonderful anniversary. Lots of Gisella, and we'll talk again on Monday. You'll be back with Oliver this afternoon.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great weekend, everyone.